This episode, taking money. Well, taking money is our job, but hopefully, as Johnny says, it's for services rendered. We're not here to, you know, steal, as it were. But as handyman, we thought we might give you our opinions on what forms of payment you should be taking. So,
welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros.
Thanks for listening to another edition of the Handyman Pros Radio Show, where our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation on your home maintenance and repair. This edition is entitled Taking Money, and to help me explain, here's my old embezzling friend, I mean, my old friend, Johnny.
Partner in crime.
It's my partner in crime.
Hey, I just drove the car.
It just had nothing to do with it.
Accessory.
Did you buy me the ammunition? All right. Johnny, what's been going on this week? Anything exciting?
Not really. I had to go look at a door repair. And you know how these glass inserts, you know, in doors are? They're sandwiched.
Yes.
And they got the grills on both sides, and then they get screwed together.
Yes.
Yeah, my neighbor's got four doors that are these French doors in the front of her house that have that. I mean, they're common. Everybody's got these things.
Right.
And but the frames on the outside are all eaten up by the sun and they're all crinkled out.
Yeah, I have that on a rental house of mine. I have yet to fix it and I need to actually.
Yeah, try to get those.
They're
expensive if you can find them,
which is the reason we haven't done it on the rental
house.
That's a
problem. So I'm looking now. I found a place that's got them, but they're not in the right size. And this is a very strange, it's a very odd size. Of course. So it's like, are we in for complete window restore? Because, you know, it's a mess.
Right.
Anyways.
Right.
So
can I give you my advice on that one? So
yes.
Folks, if you have a storm door, which I have on this rental house, do not paint the door black.
There's the tip.
When it faces the sun.
There's the tip. And guess what happened here?
Same thing.
So these things are originally white. Well, they got off color because the sun was starting to eat them. Guess what color they painted them?
Oh, any dark color, I'm sure.
Black.
And then they melted.
And the sun faces the house faces the sun. Yes. So that was the end of it. So
bad idea.
They are cracked, warped, the whole thing. So yeah, folks, when you paint plastic black, you attract a lot of heat. So.
All right. Well, before we get into our topic this week, Johnny, we would like to ask you all to help us promote the Handyman Pros Radio Show by liking and subscribing to our channels. This helps get the word out. We want others like yourself to find our show, and so forth and so on. So if you would please hit like and subscribe, give us a review while you're there. Hopefully it's good. Even if it's bad, give us a review. We're good. We're easy. We've got broad shoulders and we can take it. Especially Johnny. He's the one that reads all the negative reviews. He'll respond to you. You don't want to know what
he
says.
That's right. Then I go, and cry in the closet.
Is that in your parents' home? Never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's when you move back in with your parents, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. We were talking about taking money. Where are we going with this one, John?
Well, what I've seen, once again, you know, and I've seen the conversations about, hey, what kind of services do you guys provide to take money? Because you're always going to get asked. You will always get asked about, you know, do you take a check? Do you take credit cards? Do you take, you know, Venmo? Do you take cash? Do you, you know, all those kind of things. So kind of be prepared to answer that question.
Yes. One other thing. This is just an observation on my part. When somebody sends you a blind email and they say, do you take some sort of, it's usually checks for some strange reason. And they send you a blind mail that, you know, I'm looking for a painter. Do you take checks? To me, that's a scam, and I don't know if that's true. But if that's their only concern, I'm not interested in doing business with them.
Send your banking coordinates to Nigeria.
Exactly.
The Nigerian prince.
My prince needs help getting money.
My prince needs help. So
you know. So just understand that. But in general, we wanted to touch on some various different points on the actual act of taking money. And I think one of the first things is there's a couple of different schools of thought on this. But the first one, Johnny, is, do you ask this up front? Like, I guess it depends on what your business model is. Would you agree with that?
I do. And that's, you know, if we're going to do a short job, you know, short term job, that is, you know, hey, I'm in and out within the day. I'm not asking, how are you going to pay for this?
Right. Me neither.
I think what I've seen, and I'm going back to trying to answer a couple of questions that I see that are on the minds of a lot of people that have actually voiced them. So that's where I'm coming from here. Is that they're doing some of the handymen are doing longer term jobs.
Right.
You just did one. It was just a shower.
Right.
You kind of have to read the room of who you're working for. You know, do they look like they're going to pay you? I've seen guys that have done some longer term things that have gotten through it and not get paid.
Yeah, now, that's a whole other thing.
That's another topic, but it goes back to, you know, how are you going to be paying for this? Those type of things, because some people will ask at the beginning, you know, do you take whatever it might be, cash, check, Venmo, whatever. So I think those are two schools of thought when I look at it, but,
well, I wanted to add to that. If you are doing those types of questions matter on what I call bigger jobs. So as the dollar volume goes up, I want to have a different set of terms, as it were. On the daily jobs, I'm really irrelevant as to how they pay me.
Yes, that's why I wanted to separate that.
But definitely on those longer term jobs,
yeah,
it really is important to have a set of terms. And if you're in a like multiple week job, just say you're doing a big, like, I don't know, a kitchen remodel or something, it's going to be several weeks. You do need, and we've done a show on this, but you need to talk about what your actual terms are, you know, and are you taking money up front? Do you need to buy your materials, which we're not big proponents of, but if it's big enough, I understand it's a commitment level on those longer term jobs. And again, we've done a thing on estimating and quoting, so it's out there in our other shows. But
for this, we were just talking about some of the short term jobs, just some of the handyman stuff, typically described as the handyman stuff.
Yes, and I don't even have these points apply no matter what. That's the whole the whole point. So sometimes it matters, right? And probably one of the biggest ones is credit cards, just for example. And the reason it matters with credit cards is because they charge a percentage of your total bill in fees. So that's money straight out of your pocket. There are some advantages to credit cards, you know, like you don't have to go to the bank and do all that sort of thing, which is why on small jobs, I don't mind taking credit cards. Now, when we get to a larger job, for me personally, I don't like to take credit cards because it's a lot of money.
Yeah, the bigger the dollar figure, the more the percentage adds up.
Yeah, the more the jack that comes out of my pocket, which I don't like, right?
So then you have to go back and tell people, and this is a case in point, right? I mean, this is a real life example, is that, hey, do you take credit cards? Well, I just got done with an X amount of $1,000 deal or whatever it might be. Well, now we're talking about a lot of jack coming out, as you just said.
Yeah.
I'd like to have known that up front because now I got to have the uncomfortable conversation. If you don't bring it up first, is that I got to charge you an extra 3.5% or whatever that might be.
One of the good things is recently, I've noticed this even in restaurants now, they're starting to charge credit card fees. So it's becoming more common to be able to do it after the fact, but it's still, in my opinion,
it's still uncomfortable. If you address it up front, it's not as uncomfortable as it is at the end of, because then the customer can make arrangements.
Correct.
Knowing what the deal is.
Correct. And that is something too, folks, if you are a smaller contractor, and let's just say, I mean, I know handymen that work only for cash, Johnny. But if you literally only work for green cash in today's world, you do need to tell your customer up front you only accept cash, because nobody carries, or very
nobody
few people
carries carry, cash.
Yeah, they don't carry enough cash to pay you. So you need to make arrangements up front for that. So anyway, we wanted to talk, before we get into we're into some of the weeds already, but we did want to talk about just the premise behind all of this, right? And Johnny, what is, at least this is my idea of the premise. What's your premise? Is it the same?
No, it's the same thing. Make it easy for the customer.
Yeah, don't have payment become an obstacle.
Exactly.
In my opinion. Make it simple. Today, it's easier than ever to get different forms of U.S. currency. We'll call it that, right? How to get paid. There's more ways to get paid today for less expense than there ever has ever. And so make it simple. Have multiple forms of ways to take payment. I mean, you don't have to worry. It's not cash or check or money order anymore. Johnny made me take money order out of the list. I kind
of
laughed.
Well, out of the, you know, well, I didn't take it out of the list, but up high. I mean, do you want me to drive you down to this? You want me to drive you down to the Western Union store? And, you know,
I did it mostly as a joke. Anyway, be that as it may. But the premise behind it is make it simple, right? Make it easy for your customers to pay. And just make it easy, right?
Well, and I think that's part of the handyman gig too, right? People don't expect to have these big contracts like they were having their kitchen remodeled.
Right.
They just want their, you know, they just want a table built. They want some pictures hung, and they want you in and out, and they want to make it as easy as possible. And hey, there's the job is done within X amount of hours or whatever it might be, and they're out. So, you know, make it easy for them.
All right, yeah, and that's my premise. I have multiple forms. My first and most favorite form is cash. I do like to take cash.
Cash is good.
Pretty cut and dry.
Cash is king.
Yeah, I like gold too. If folks, my customer gold. Base, if you're out there, if you'd like to pay me in gold coins,
any kind of rare metals, platinum, any of those.
Platinum, gold, it's all good. You know,
yeah, it's all good.
As long as it converts easily,
I might have to go
it.
Test that though. So I'll
yes,
be right
that's
back.
True. Yeah, actually, there's truth in that statement. That's a good point. But cash. I mean, I don't think anybody would say no to cash. But Johnny, I have seen some restaurants that don't take cash. I was like, excuse me, that is a little interesting. But they don't take cash. And I was like, wow, that's anyway, we won't get into it. The wait staff.
Yeah, no, let's not get into
staff,
that.
Yeah, the wait staff pays for that one, that's for sure. Checks. Yeah. So, and then there's checks, right? Now, I take a lot of checks because checks don't.
Yeah, so do I. I'm quite surprised. I'm quite surprised that people are still out there doing, doing checks. Because, I don't know when the last time I actually wrote a check. I mean, I used to write them all the time, but now I don't.
I wrote a check just the other day. It was to get my annual registrations done, which is because it's dealing with the government.
I know my wife does. I don't think I've written a check in I don't know how long. Anyways, you know.
I print off 10 a year, and last year I had three checks left. Three blanks, you know.
I don't know.
So I wrote seven.
But it's fine because, you know, now – I don't even have to go to the bank to deposit those things, right? Because all you got to do is you got to take pictures, you know, use your smart device and deposit the check.
And that's the reason why I actually, in a lot of ways, prefer checks, just because then I don't pay any fees for that on my accounts. You know, I don't pay any fees. So it's just basically like handing me cash. I prefer a check or cash. But we also do accept credit cards, right? And so, Johnny, do you accept credit cards? I know you do.
I don't.
You don't?
I don't. No.
Even through the software, you don't?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I'll tell you why, because I've never been faced with that, to tell you the truth.
Nobody's ever asked you to pay with a credit card?
Nope.
Really? Oh, uh-huh. That's very interesting. I get asked.
Hey, that's why I work where I work.
But I get it.
If I do, I'm going to be just like, you know, I'm going to have the same attitude as you. If it's a small job, it's a medium sized job and they're paying with a credit card. I mean, I'm out 3.5%.
Yeah. I mean, I generally do charge. I usually on the smaller jobs, I tend to build it into the pricing just because it doesn't, you know,
Yeah.
Adding,
it doesn't affect it
right.
that much.
Adding $3 is not a big deal, you know, right. or something like that. And so I build that in, and if they pay me with a credit card, it's a wash. If I get it, if they don't, it's a little extra profit, but it's not hurting the customer. It's not, you know, it's not.
Yeah. It's not hurting me either. You know, if I, exactly. if I lose that, but.
Yeah, exactly.
But now, if it's a big job, then it's a different story.
One of the things I want to say about credit cards is there's a whole bunch of ways to take credit cards. I mean, a whole bunch of ways to take credit cards. And folks, do the research yourself. We use Wave Accounting, and Wave Accounting accepts credit cards. The big advantage for me when I take a credit card through Wave is I am not exposed to people's personal information. It's all done through the third party, which absolves me of liability for potential fraud or any of that kind of information. So I will tell you that if your system processor, you can go to your bank and they will set you cards, and you can do all that stuff. It's another level of administration that I personally don't want, because remember, our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation. I don't want that aggravation, and I certainly don't want the liability of having people's personal information in anywhere near me. Even in my rental business, we use Zillow as a third party to run background checks and stuff, because again, I'm not exposed to it. You know, it helps make it a little different. So just keep that in the back of your mind if you want to accept credit cards, which I think, depending on your business, it just depends. I think you should.
So let's go back to the premise. Make it easy for people to pay. If they want to pay by a credit card, it's not that I don't take them. I haven't taken them. I haven't needed to take them. But the right. software that we use allows you to take the cards, right?
Right. It's integrated in the
It's integrated into the system that we've talked about. You can go back and we've got accounting discussions and things like that.
Right.
But it makes it very easy that I can just tag the invoice that it can be paid for via credit card, and then they do the work. I get hit by the 3.5%, which is fine, but is all done as a transaction.
Yes.
So.
Now, it does take 3 days to pay out, but.
There's that. But from the customer's perspective, it's easy.
It's easy. Yes, it's easy. It's all done online. They send you send the invoice. They pay by credit card. Done.
Exactly.
You get money in your account minus the 3.5% 3 days later.
Yep.
I have yet to have it fail. So
yep.
Really, really. And I don't have. And again, I'm not exposed in any way to credit card numbers or any of that stuff. So it's out there if you want to do it. Again, these are all choices that you make. So it's up to you for that apart. What's the next one, Johnny? What's the next one?
Well, of course, using these popular apps these days, like Venmo or Zelle.
And there's a bunch of them.
The most popular ones are Venmo and Zelle.
Right.
And people will say to me, and I have this happen a lot, hey, can you take Venmo? Yep.
Yep. Sure do.
And just know that the one thing, and matter of fact, thanks, John, for reminding yourself, because I do have some money sitting in Venmo that I need to transfer out.
Yes, you do have to transfer out.
But there's, you know, it's a two-step kind of process from a handyman perspective. Somebody pays you in Venmo, and then you can either use that money in Venmo but pay out somebody else, blah, 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 or then you've got to transfer it out from Venmo into your bank, which is no big deal.
Right.
It's no big deal, but it makes it very easy for the customer, and they're very used to, in my case, they're very used to doing this because they're sending money to their kids or whatever that might be in school or in college via Venmo. So they're doing it all the time anyway. So you're very used to doing it. This has been my experience. So that's when they asked me, do you do Venmo? And boom, right away, they're on it. So
yeah, and you get paid straight away. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
get paid straight away. I think it's great. No,
yeah, I think it's great too. And I find a lot of my younger clients, like some of my younger clients,
yeah,
a lot of young people,
they all know how to use it.
They don't use anything, but they're like a check. What's a check?
That's my point. Yeah, I mean, I haven't written a check. I'm an old guy, but I haven't written one in a long time. I'm using something like this now. So
yeah. But back to the premise, make it easy, right? And I think mine get, I get about, I don't know, I think I get more Venmo than I get Zelle, but I get quite a bit of Zelle. And I've had some Cash App, and somebody asked me about Cash App, so I looked into it. I was like, oh. And I set it up, and it was like 30 seconds. I set the thing up on my phone, you know, and I was done, and I was like, yep, I got paid. And it's essentially, it's the same thing. And I think there's others as well. I'm not really sure, but I'm sure there are. But just, again, I was like, I am not letting this minor setup thing it be an impediment. And it was the same thing. It's a two-step process, and I zipped it over.
I think, folks, you need to be careful of a lot of apps on down the line that aren't the big time popular ones, because they might not be as scrutinized as the big time popular ones, even though they might not be scrutinized sometimes, but there's a lot of buzz about them. So if anything happens, you're going to hear about it right away. And I know that that has occurred within some of the Venmo Zelles of the world.
Just transfer your money over quickly.
Just transfer your money. Just as soon as it hits, just
transfer it.
Just transfer it. Just get it out. Just move it over. Done. Just move it over to your bank account, and you're done.
And then, so one other form that I've actually had people do, and again, it's through ACH, right? ACH is bank to bank transfer. Mm-hmm. And so now I only have this set up through my accounting software. So Wave offers this up, and it's a $1 fee to do ACH. So I'll pay the $1 to get my money straight away. And but I have had several customers, not a bunch, not as many as I would like. I would like more to pay me that way. But I have had several customers pay me through ACH on the Wave thing. And again, I like the third party thing. You can get your bank to set it up, but then you're exposed to people's personal information. I don't want anything to do with that personally.
Yeah,
I just don't need that hassle. But it's integrated into Wave, and so as it's integrated into Wave for $1, I'll take it. Right? Again, I'm making, somebody wants to do it, great, fantastic.
Now, when they do that, I'll ask a question. When they do that, they've got to put in their routing number and so on and so forth. So that's kind of another step on their side, I think.
Correct. It is a step on their side, but again, it's.
But if they want to do that, you know, great. If that's
Yeah, I'm not getting in the way. Again, back to my premise. I want to make it easy.
If they like it.
If they like it, it's good. The last one I wanted to touch on, Johnny, about taking money is kind of a funny one. And this is way, way old school, if you want to call it. Like
the barter system.
Yeah, trade, right? Have you ever done any trade, John?
No, are we talking about a spaceship?
No, we're not.
Not in this business.
I have, and mostly for me, if I'm trading with, I don't trade quote with retail customers. Okay. I don't do that particular type of trade, but I have done some trade with some other contractors, you know, where we're doing like, they need help with a job and I need help with a job, and we just swap labor. Basically, you know, we both get rate. Everybody's happy, but I've done some trade
I guess I have in that perspective. You know, now I've traded a lot of given a lot of leads to some plumbers,
sure,
and they've done some things for me gratis. We're all good, I guess in that sense,
and that's some trade, you know. You know, there's the old adage in the thing. Some guy comes up and he wants to, you know, get some work done. He said, "Do you take chickens?" I'm like, let me think on that one.
you're going down a dark place there.
Trade out livestock.
Let's get livestock.
Well, remember, at the beginning of time, if you want to call it that, that's all you had. You traded out your chickens for, you know, you want your house built, you trade your chickens for it, you know, or you trade your own labor for it. But I do, I've done not a ton, but I've done some trade with some other contractors just because, and most of the time I'm not expecting anything. So it ends up, more or less, it's like, I need some help with this. I'm like, yeah, okay, great. I'll come over. I'll give him a hand. Well, the next thing, just as you just said, you know, the next thing, you know, you need XYZ, you need your plumbing fixed, and it's beyond your capacities. It's like, I'm going to call my buddy that I did some work for, you know, and I did it free. Yeah. So he comes over and says, it's payback.
Yeah, there's
always a way to
skin that cat.
So. Yeah, it's kind of good business in a lot of ways. It gets you a good reference. All right, Johnny, any other ways to take money?
I think we hit the major ones. You know, I think that it just goes back to the main thing is make it easy for people to pay you.
Yeah, make
then
it
every
easy.
You know, don't and then everybody's happy, and you know, it was a great experience.
Yeah, well, and that isn't that isn't that that's, is that the goal?
That's
is that
the goal?
So now we're getting to the spaceship part, now, Johnny. Yeah,
speaking of experience.
Speaking of trading things.
Experience. Larry thought it was, we're gonna leave Larry it thought it was nothing but a green laser. So
yeah, got to leave it alone. Let's leave that one alone. All right, folks, we appreciate you listening. If you would, please like and subscribe to our podcast and or our YouTube channel. Folks, if you want to see us, we are on YouTube, by the way. Handyman Pros Radio Show is the moniker on YouTube. So spread the word for us, if you would. We really appreciate it. Also, we are on Facebook at Handyman Pros. It's just a little thing. Questions, comments, concerns, if you like what we do, if you have anything to say, send us an email, questions at handymanprosradioshow.com or handymanprosradioshow@gmail.com. Either way, it's all good. And we do respond, too, by the way. It might take us a day or two, but we do respond. So with that, Johnny, take us home, baby.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening to another episode of Handyman Pros Radio Show. Stay safe, and we'll see you next time on the Handyman Pros Radio Show.